cliffcentral.com. All she needed was some.
It's a Wednesday afternoon. So you know what it is. The worst guys on cliffcentral.com, baby. All she needed was some. Yeah. What up, yo? It's Malcolm Zuli in the building from The Worst Guys. Yeah, man, it's been so awesome chilling this December, taking it easy, eating Christmas food, seeing the family, man. Yo, it's been a while, but we're back, man. We're back in the airwaves, and as usual, we will always bring you the heat. There's nothing else that we could do, man. As usual, I'm just holding up for the little homie, Riabetsa Sesele, man. He's my homie, and you know we always kick the show off hot as fuck together. So we're gonna wait for him to come through, and just while we do that, I want to play you a song. You know, I feel like something vibey, man. I know this song has probably been going in up in Makai with Christmas and everything, but you know, it's one of those. I really can't get enough of that track, man. That's in Good by Casper Nyo Vest featuring Questa. Man, it's been such a hit this year, man. There's been so many hits this year, actually, man. Over the Christmas weekend. Yo.
Far too many, man.
Yo, I won't even lie. The tunes were going in, dog. I don't know where you at. How was your Christmas, brother? Tell me.
Ah, dude. You know, I love the fact that Christmas was like miserable weather this year, because it kept everybody indoors with their family, bruh.
Dog.
Christmas is all about the coming together of the families and shit. I remember when we used to host family gatherings back then, but now the Sicilians are just too damn big, man. The family's just too damn large. Got niggas calling me cousin, and I'm like, what are you saying, bro?
Yeah. Also the same for me, dog. Being back in Mpangeni, seeing the old fams, you know, the home crowd, you know. And it was so dope, man. We ate a lot. We drank a lot. We smoked a lot. It was actually just like being at home. I don't know what we were talking about, because last week we had a little episode about going back. How it's different for us now, those who are living in the Western world. But I did the same shit I do out here, man. I just found the cousins. The cousins are younger than me. But, you know, they're also naughty. They like
You see, now they're starting even younger. Now you know that they're starting younger now.
They are definitely starting much, much younger. So, yeah, man, all we did was hit up some goods, like Casper suggested. I went to the tavern, drank there, smoked up. You know, life is the same everywhere, man. Life is, wherever you go, there you are. That's all that it is, man. Everywhere it's good, there's love, there's family. But yeah, man, had such an awesome Christmas. And we're back in Jersey, man. It's Malcolm really chilling with my boy Riabetsa Sesele.
What is happening, international world?
It's a Wednesday afternoon, and you know we always bring you that fire. Wednesday are the best days.
Wake up!
Yeah, man. So, yeah, today we have quite a fun topic, a little light topic that we want to talk to you about. We'll be talking about jobs that you really just wouldn't want to do, man. Or maybe some of you would want to do these jobs. I mean, because in this world, there are so many options. And, you know, we have to try and figure out who we are. Because, I mean, your work is such a big part of your life and who you are. That's where you spend the majority of your time, rather. So, let's figure out what kind of jobs we're willing to do and what jobs we're not willing to do. And then maybe we can sort of figure out who we are in the process, you know, say. And there's also something really dope going down. You can actually start hitting us up on WhatsApp here at the cliffcentral.com studios on 079-748-2090. Cliff Central is 079-748-2090. Man, hit us up on a WhatsApp.
That's not so safe, bro. You know, bitches be screen munching these days too much. And the thing is, like, out of the whole gallery of photos, all right, maybe I'd say a young 20% would be pictures of themselves. And you know women take a lot of pictures of themselves, those selfies.
Yeah,
then 30% would be, like, downloads and save the pictures from the internet and Facebook and whatnot. But 50% of the images in every woman's phone is evidence. Screen munch.
Yeah. I've heard about this screen munch thing. You want to get...
Relationships get broken because of screen munch.
True that. Yeah, man. So hit us up on a WhatsApp. Please don't send us dick pics. pics. I know some of, I don't even know why you guys do that, but do not send those to us. But please hit us up about the chat, 079-748-2090. Tell us what jobs you wouldn't be willing to do, man. But yeah, before we kick off into the topic, let's just go into some Playboy news. You know what I'm saying?
Playboy penny, at it again. Read about it. Extra, please grab young Baron. Extra, extra. Read all about it. Life story of Playboy Penny. Extra, extra. Extra, extra.
Okay, well, the first story of the day is that Syria is in cuck. You know, we've been seeing the war out there, but today Aleppo has been bombed. People, innocent children and women have been killed out there. I don't even know why people are at war, man. Why are you at war? Syria, dog. You see, do you think it's better to live in South Africa or in Syria?
Duh, people undermine how lit our country is.
Yeah.
There's so much shit happening in the world that South Africa seems... Even most deaf knows, yo, I can't survive out in America no more. I gotta come to USA and be underground. Now I go back to my name as... What's his real name?
I'll give it to you now. It's on the tip of my tongue. Just carry on.
Now I gotta go back to being Yassin Bey, you know, undercover steeds. You know it's rough in America. You know, whipping your name. You then doof.
You see, and this is the problem. You get shot and killed in America as a black man. Yeah. At least us, we have potential. We have potential to grow. Yeah. But man, this is crazy. I see Yusuf Vada tweeting out here at Y Vada. He says, "This is not a picture of your new war game on your PlayStation 4. This is Syria right now, Aleppo, and buildings are busted, cars are teeming. Hey, man, this is rough out here. I wouldn't, because you know what? The thing is, people think because it's Christmas, it's easy living out here.
Ain't no break.
It's Christmas, but
you know,
still
the leaders, of those like those armies are like, all right, niggas, this is what we're gonna do. They think it's Christmas, we gonna chill. Nah, nigga, we going in. It's murder.
Lure you into a false sense of security.
Yes. But the thing is, it's nothing new. That's what we essentially need to understand. It's nothing new.
And when
it's not a first world country, ain't nobody give two flying fucks about this shit. And that's a problem.
Yeah, it is. Okay, yeah, but that's happening in Syria, Aleppo right now. There are relief efforts. There is currently a trend going on Twitter. SA Save Syria. SA is getting involved behind there, trying to raise funds for food and supplies to those who have just suffered in Aleppo. But yeah, man, this world is crazy. That's all I'm saying. I'm glad to have the life that I do. Because Christmas is dark for people out here. I mean, even Hollywood is going crazy. Carrie Fisher just passed away. She played Princess Leia in Star Wars. She's a superstar amongst, you know, the Comic-Con geeks. She's a goddess, but she's passed on from a heart attack at the age of 60.
I'm sure Charlize Theron is happy. She's climbing up the ranks now. She's like, one less problem for me in auditions. One less problem in auditions.
Exactly.
All due respect, though.
Remember we said, the stars are leaving to make way for new ones.
Yeah, also, we're going to die, and they're also going to say, thank God the worst guys are gone.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Because there's also what you call George Michael, who's just passed away. 2016 is just finessing us. You know, that's what it's doing. It's just giving us that raha. Remember who I am. It's saying George Michael passed away at the age of 53. Apparently, his death was unexpected but unsuspicious.
What do you mean?
It was unsuspicious. He passed away in his home, but I don't know what that means.
Maybe it was a BBC infar.
Yeah, dog.
You know, when a BBC enters our wheelchair.
Also, this is just some lighter news. J-Lo and Drake is popping off on the social media streets. Apparently, they are...
Drake is fabulous. Drake is fab. And any woman out there that's, oh my gosh, I want to marry Drake. You want to marry us a fab. Is that... Essentially, that's what you want to do with your life.
You're going to marry his fam.
You know he's going to cheat on you. And you're going to listen to him.
You're going to hear him singing about you. But now you're trying to make me feel away. Yeah, you know, but you see.
I am not that committed to one of my women. I just tell them if they ain't with it, then let's just forget it. Relationships slowing me down, they slow down the vision. Guess I'm not in a position to deal with commitment. He says it in his songs.
Dog, he's telling you, if you come here, you're going to see fire flames.
Yeah,
right.
This is the bullshit, you know. Yeah. And you're famous, and you break these bitches' hearts. And say, it's all right, it's Drake. Let a worst guy break your heart.
You want a reference list. Yeah, no, my boy, it's tough out here, but it's fine. We're coming with that fire. Also, we're going to get that money, and then we're going to be also like Drizzy.
Yeah.
We're going to be also be saying bullshit.
I tell you straight up, okay, well, I can't anymore because I'm locked up, man. I'm at the game. I hung my boots up. I'm retired.
You're retired ass motherfucker. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Now, I'm still in the game, so I know I'm still going to see fire flames. But you see, the lovely thing about music is that you can say any shit as long as there's a hot beat behind what you're saying. You lit, dog.
The thing is, people don't know me. I'm gonna take out files, all of those exes that ever did me. I name you in my song, and I tell freedom of speech, freedom what of you speech. Gonna do,
deal with it, deal with it. Yeah.
Watch out.
So Drake is fair, man. He's been drilling with he's been joining with J-Lo. He's hit everybody. He's even Rihanna, dog. Yeah. But that's the thing, I think in the terms of the Drake Rihanna thing, Rihanna was the one who was Drake was reaching. Rihanna was like, okay, poor Latrice. Rihanna's the
Let's not
fire
not
flame.
Lie. First of all, Rihanna already hit that with Jay-Z. There's no ways you can be found by Jay-Z as an artist and not get cheaped. And Rihanna, let's just
she was part of Lemonade. Maybe Rihanna's Becky, who knows?
With a nice hair.
With a nice hair, dog. Yeah. Alright, so I don't know about that, but Drizzy is something else. Let's just say that. Yeah, that's some light news that's going on there. And what else do we have popping off? We spoke about George Michael. Yeah, okay, we'll leave it at that for now. Let's talk about the topic of the day, the jobs that you would never, ever do. You know, there's so many jobs out there. There's so many things that we actually are available to do. You know, we can do these things, but it changes over time because we don't know exactly. Like, I came out of varsity, I didn't really know what I was doing.
You went in thinking I'd make a pretty good lawyer.
Yeah. But I mean, like, I came out and I just got a job. Yeah, like, and it didn't have anything to do with me. I just got a job because, you know, it's good to get a job. It's good to get paid. And it's true that you can't live for free in this life. But I mean, what does your work say about you? What do you think your work says about who you are?
I think it's how you handle yourself at your work and how you handle your work as well. See, the thing is, you know, it's one thing getting a job, but to keep that job, keeping a job, it's mull.
Things
get fired every day. You know what I'm saying? CCMA. There's a reason the CCMA is alive.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I've actually, I know of a guy who took a company to the CCMA, man. The stories are...
Bro, have you also been requested to, like, fucking do a letter? Like
a witness statement or something.
That thing is mull. I feel like a fucking snitch when I do that shit, bro.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, if you know you didn't do the right thing, and now you wanna make me your ally.
They always wanna put you involved because they know on the work floor they're your friends, they're your homies, they're your colleagues. You know,
exactly.
So when they get in trouble, it's like, hey, dog, just tell them what's up. And then all of a sudden, you also in the shit. You have to choose between your job and this colleague who might be your acquaintance, but not really your friend. Are you willing to take the risk for this person now because you smoked a J with them after work?
You had already left, so it was a bit easier. Doc, I'm still there, and they're asking me to send undercover emails and shit.
And you're in management now, so you have to make a decision. Choose who's it going to be, the system or your fellow man, dog. You have to choose.
Hey, dog, all I know is you got to pay to be alive.
So you gotta.
All I'm saying is you gotta pay to be alive.
Yeah. All right. Okay, cool. So the first one that always cracks me up, man, in terms of jobs, that I think I'd actually be able to do this job, it would just be a bit of a nightmare. A security guard.
Dog.
Would you be able to do a security guard's job? Okay, let's say in a gated community, you're the guy who asks everybody for their IDs, their fingerprints, and a drop of virgin's blood before you can get inside the gate.
Like, I think I'd be able to do it. The thing is, I'd do so hard every day.
That's the thing. I'd also do.
I'd blaze, then I go to sleep every day.
I've caught my security guard sleeping before. I've caught them hard, like coming home late from a night out or whatever the case may be. And you see this guy's dosing. Now you have to knock on his window. He's not responding. Dog, I'm telling you, these guys, they're the reason why we're still getting robbed in our high wall security.
Yeah,
areas.
But when you don't give him a Christmas, what are you gonna do? You gotta give him a Christmas.
You have to, dog. Otherwise, when he does the inside job, he's coming for you.
Then you remember that 2013 Christmas.
Yeah.
You didn't give me anything. Mind you, took taller.
Yeah. So I don't know, man. I think just to pass the time, you're right. It'll just be blazing and sleeping, bro. But maybe reading. I could read. I could read some books. That's what I'm saying. Like.
Dog.
And meditating. Yeah.
And the thing is, you know, these security guards, they chow the maids that come and work in these complexes, bro. Hard.
Yeah, you behave or else you chow.
This guy is being naughty now. Because who are the maids supposed to chow?
Yes. Especially these people from Bryanston. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That leave the maid alone in the house.
Yeah.
Your bed. Inspect your bed.
No, but they don't even have to because the maid has got it on lock. She knows everything in the house. She cleans the sheets like it's every other day. But just know that if you're white, your maid is jeeping on your bed right now. She's fornicating with the security guard and the
guard. She's chowing your food afterwards.
I'm eating your food and fucking your bitch because you was a lame. That's what's happening right now. That's what's happening to you, man. All right, okay, security guard, it's doable. We'll give that one a tick. Security guard. Okay, what else have we got here? A politician.
Easy. I'm not even going to lie. Straight up, right now, all right?
Tell me.
With the way I would have been a politician from when... You know, it wasn't so hoot right now.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I would join ANC so rough and chow that money, my boy.
I mean, now.
And as soon as I see the fires getting hoot, yo, Juju, listen, how's about a young transfer? You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Because for me, politics is a bit too easy. The game is too easy right now. Look at Jacob Zuma. He became president, dog. That's he just has the hustler's ambition. And we got that so we can kill the politics. And you know, I think I'd actually make a pretty good president, to tell you the truth. First, legalize it. First and foremost.
Don't scrutinize. Legalize.
We are getting fucked up. You know, not fucked up.
No, but like, just on that note, quickly, how are you going to arrest somebody who's just minding their own business, having a little bit of an elevation in life
from a
herb that grows naturally like that, over a guy who's snorting and destroying his nose, bruh?
Hey, dog, you tell me. You see, that's the thing. So that's my first order of business. Then second, I don't know. What do I do as a president? Okay.
Do some nigga shit.
I need naked beaches, dog. All our beaches are naked beaches.
Yeah, but then that's when the scandal comes out.
Yeah, dog. Scandals are always going to be there, dog. It must be lit. Our country must be the most fire place to be, bruh. So from January to December, it's summertime. You see what I'm saying? Because it virtually is.
If I was a president, you see that Casa Lager advert where it's like the whole of South Africa does a braai at the same time. Yes, sis. Imagine what the view from outer space has been like. The whole South Africa doing a braai.
Right, dog.
South Africa will literally be lit.
Yeah,
do you know what I'm saying?
I feel you. Yeah, so I don't know. Politician, I think it would be a scary job because there's still a lot of... You know, politicians are dirty, man. They're grimy, they're slimy. Everybody's trying to... And it brings a lot of extraordinary characters, I think, as well. So everybody's trying to grab onto this greasy pole to climb to the top. So that part of the game, I don't think I'd be able to deal with, really. But the fun part, the, you know, taking a tender and getting a Range Rover or two, I can live with that. You know,
and people giving me cho-cho because they know they want their tender. Yeah. And you know who to holler. I'm the plug.
Yeah, I can get you anything.
And don't judge us. You don't know until you're in that position, homie.
Okay. So anyway, would you ever become a male stripper? Whew. It's a hoot one. Because I don't know how big the industry is.
A Magic Mike, or are we talking like strippers?
Teasers or the grand, but with dudes, and it's obviously just okay. Firstly, let's try separate between the two because you could be a stripper at a gay club, or. Oh, so yeah, Magic Mike would be the one with just females.
Yeah.
Alright. And a stripper at a gay club would be
like that guy from what's this now? Shameless.
Yes, yes, Kevin from Shameless. Yeah, 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 exactly.
Nah, homie. Nah, homie. You wouldn't let send a homie. Send me to Magic Mike
you
now.
You wouldn't let a homie jerk you off for $500.
See, that's the thing. Women are scared to take out the money. Men keep in mind,
hey,
boy.
Because they know this shit is up for sale. If ever you didn't know, sex is up for sale.
Just by the way, ding, 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 news yeah. fact. What? Do you know that prostitutes were, on Black Friday, they were giving out sales as well?
Are you serious? That is amazing, dude. Shout out to the prostitutes giving out a sale on Black Friday,
partaking in South Africa's most
contributing to the economy.
You know
one
what I'm
way
saying
or another. Yeah, that's business. It's business, and there's people buying in. So that's actually hilarious. I was actually gonna ask you like prostitution. I don't know, that one is too real. That one seems like it can take your soul. Like once you decide you're a prostitute, you can never go back, my boy. I don't think you can. Like that must be a rough industry. But some people might flourish in that industry. Imagine being the best prostitute. You must feel still hoot.
Okay, I'd rather be a porn star than a prostitute.
Okay, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Porn star. But you see, this is the catch now. Porn stars are doing the same thing, they're just doing it on camera.
And so you get paid more.
Okay, well, relatively, all the
prices vary. And you're not shameful of it in the street.
You see, that's the whole problem. Why are we shameful of it when we put it on a camera, but if it's in a room, it's more shameful? Because it's
no,
sex for money.
When we put it on camera, I'm not shameful.
Yeah.
Because obviously I'm doing it for a reason. I'm known. I'm the best.
It's an art.
I'm the best.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Plus,
yeah.
You know, I was watching this other pornoza.
Yes.
And, you know.
Pornoza is pornography, yes.
You know, and this guy, you know how they do the interview in the beginning?
Yeah.
You know, that's
the
warm up.
Yeah.
You know, I love it. And he was busy talking to the girl, you know, this is a new girl on the block, you know.
Yeah.
She, you know, we're trying to help her out, get known.
Her water pipe has broken in the kitchen.
You know, the reason, you know, she entered the industry is because she loves sex. She's doing it for the same reason, you know, and I'm saying for the right reasons. I'm like, is there even a right reason to do this thing?
Yeah, you see, that's the thing that I don't know, that I don't understand, because there could be a right reason. I mean, like, what if you do enjoy sex, but you're shy, you're a bit camera shy.
Surprisingly enough, there are a lot of people who are pro sex work.
Yeah, why wouldn't you be? Because I mean, like, if you can make money out of it, you've got a potential.
Yeah,
you've got potential. Like if I say you're talented, dog, whatever your talent is, and you can make money out of it, I'm saying I'll tell you to go for
it. And matter of fact, fuck, a lot of these women out here actually also pro sex work.
Yeah.
I mean, for you to say no, you need to take me out to a fancy restaurant and then this and then that and then the nigga can hit. Nah, dog.
It's still the same sort of. It's exactly the same. Yeah, it's high end prostitution. Buy me dinner, give me drinks, take me back, and then that's when you get it. Nah. We ain't about that. Rather,
she's
let's make
a
it official.
Hoe at night, but she wanna be prop. But she's a hoe at night, but she wanna be prop.
You see, that's a problem. That's a problem. You want to pretend on Instagram that you're proper, but at night you're a hoe. Calm yourself down, right? Take it easy, man. Before you get a heart attack like Carrie Fisher over there, man. All right, okay, so yeah, I don't know. I'm pro sex work, but I don't think I'd be able to do it myself.
No.
Yeah,
all right, what if your daughter did?
Woo! Hey, man. As I'm growing older and as I'm getting to age where I'm starting to think about my future and what it could be like with a family, I'm starting to accept more and more that my daughter's going to get jeeped, because daughters, like all women, like sex, just like all men like sex. So I just need to come to terms with the fact that there's going to be some asshole like me having sex with my daughter one day.
And cheating on her.
Like me.
I ain't going to finish that one, though. No, sir.
Kiddies, them my boss.
See, that's just a lazy ass excuse to do some dumb nigga shit.
Now, guys, don't cheat on your girl, man. Keep her tight. Keep her close, man. You never know where you could go with her.
Love.
Yeah. So, anyway, I don't know if I'd be able to do it with my daughter. Do it, man. Do whatever you want to do. That's the thing. Like, my idea of family is not interrupting who the person is.
Yeah, be your own person.
Be your own person, and hopefully we complement each other. And
if not,
just carry on living our lives, bro. What else are we supposed to do? All right, let me just play a young song before we end off today. It's been so much fun chatting with you guys about this topic, man. Please don't forget to hit us up on our WhatsApp streets, man. I see some random messages. Okay, thank you. That's what it says. Okay. you're welcome. Just say something real, man. Say something real. We want to talk to you. All right. So anyway, the number is 079-748-2090. Yeah, that's The Weeknd with Earned It. That's that 50 Shades of Grey shit, man.
He said my name?
50 Shades of Grey is getting an alert. You know, when he has earned it, he knows he needs to get his whips, needs to get his ties, man. I don't even know how you do that shit, man. But actually, I'd like to try it one day.
Hey, dog. Holla at your girl.
Holla at the girl. 50 ties and shit. It'll just tie you up everywhere.
Hey, dog. And so nice.
Add that vodka and the lemon, dog, like Rihanna suggested. You know, I need to start doing some crazy shit, actually. That's the plan. All right, man. Anyway, you're back with the worst, guys. We've been having such an interesting conversation today about the types of jobs that you would do or not do. So far, we've spoken about being a security guard and sleeping on the job, you know, being a politician and taking them tenders. Strippers, prozzies, porn stars, all in the same breath. Would you have sex for money? Essentially, is the question there. Oh well, except for the stripper part. The stripper part is more artistic because it's still dancing, although you're naked. It's still dancing. All right, and then yeah, actually, there's another one now that I really keen to bring up is a taxi driver.
Yeah, no ways. That's gangs of Alex, basically.
Yeah.
Like when you're a taxi driver, you need to be the hardest of the hardest of the hard. Yeah. Dog, I've been in a taxi where a nigga pulls out the gat straight up.
Exactly.
I was like, no. Where is my father? I need to try and hustle a vehicle quickly.
Yeah, that happened to me one time when we tried to get into a taxi. We called one, but then you know, there's sometimes two in quick succession. So the first one we called kind of drove past a little bit, but then it started to pull back to come fetch us, but we'd already called for the second one that was right behind it. So we got into the second one. Taxi driver homie comes out with a gun, dog. And I was like,
was it to you guys?
To that taxi. No, to the taxi driver. Because you know they have an understanding. They know this is some mafia shit. So they have an understanding between themselves. And we were like, all right, we're gonna go to the first taxi, dog. So it wasn't on us, but he was holding it down. He didn't point it at anybody, but it was still there and it was real, man.
Niggas die every day.
Niggas die every day. And this is some gangster shit. I won't even lie. Taxi drivers are proper gangsters, dog. They proper gangsters. That's why you can't respect a taxi driver who does follow the rules of the road.
Dog, I was chilling with Dave Martian on the 26th Boxing Day, bro. I had a hectic session there. That guy's got some tight homies, cool homies.
Yeah.
They told me, dog, when a Zulu man says, "Skatsok lali golof," dog, it's not. They're not actually going to go play golf.
Yeah,
it's just the actual motion of this
hitting you with that no
assassination moves, dog. So as soon as that taxi driver gets off a phone call, somebody's gonna get murked.
Yeah, man. But I would say that, I don't know, if I was a taxi driver, I'd be one of those guys who chills in Noord over Brie. I don't know if you're listening to this and from Johannesburg or take taxis, but there's two big industrial taxi ranks.
Yeah.
One is situated in Noord.
But you gotta have like huge ass balls to handle Noord.
Yeah. But Brie also is intense. It's grimy, dog.
Yeah.
Grimy. I always find that the taxi drivers at Brie are much more aggressive, even when you're asking about places to go.
Nah, Holmes. Noord is the realest shit.
Noord is where I almost got stabbed, actually. Remember when we spoke about it a while back? Noord.
If you can handle Noord, you can handle any taxi rank in South Africa.
In the world, dog.
In the world.
You're a real
if you can handle, then you know you're real.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Taxi drivers. I like their vibe, though. I like how honest they are about who they are. They're not going to sugarcoat shit. They're not going to hide anything. I saw a sign at the back of a taxi one time that said, "Be careful. This taxi stops anywhere, anytime."
Life.
I was like, yo, this guy is so real. He's like, straight up, this taxi stops anywhere, anytime. And he's not lying. So just back the fuck up, guys. Let the guys do their thing. They're getting us across the nation, man.
Those guys don't use their indicators. They just hang out whichever side.
They don't get enough love, man. Y'all have been hooking the public up, man. And it's relatively cheap, so shout outs to you guys. I'd definitely never be a taxi driver, though. I'd rather be the guy in the getting chauffeured. I want to get chauffeured. I don't want to be chauffeured.
If there were still Vulavalas, I'd be the Vulavala.
Oh, really? Okay. You know, for me, the one, maybe Uber. Maybe. Nah, like if I was...
Now you for sure going to get murked by a taxi driver.
Yeah, the cab guys who just don't put up with Ubers. And I kind of get it, man. Uber... Hey, they came and snatched some business for these guys. Because before Uber, they were running the town.
Yeah, but what happens when somebody is, you know, bringing a better service at a much more affordable cost and doing it better?
Yeah, you gotta...
What do you expect?
Step your game up. Step your game up. That's a word to everybody.
Adapt or die.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I. So it's been a fun conversation, man. I've really, really enjoyed chilling in the studio today on this worst Wednesday. And as usual, we will be here. Oh, shit. Actually, nah. Tomorrow, something dope is happening. We are taking over the Gareth Cliff Show tomorrow at breakfast, baby. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So you can catch us from 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock on the Cliff Central airwaves, man. Listen to us. It'll be a hot-ass show. We'll be bringing you music. We'll be bringing you guests and, as usual, fire topics with the worst guys. So make sure to tune in, man. This is a big deal, man. So get behind us 7 to 9 tomorrow, man. And, you know, before we go, I just want to wish y'all a happy new year. Any New Year's resolutions, my boy?
Just it's the same. Just keep on grinding. Just be phenomenal, baby.
Yeah,
be phenomenal.
Because I mean, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter when you make your resolutions, as long as you're living up to them. That's the thing that
I'm already in 2017. Just by the way.
Yeah, me too. That's how I feel, dog. I feel like I want 2017 and 2018 too. Right now, I'm gonna go get it. That's all it is, man. I'm gonna go get it. I'd like to play a beat here for us to rap out to, as you know, we always do. We should actually go have a session outside. I mean, maybe this is why I'm inspired by this song, man. It's the wrong high, but this song is called High. It's instrumental. All right, but let's hear it go. Feeling, but I wanna be all you need all of the time. Nah. Actually, you know what? Let's see. Are you waiting? Like every day or the same ticket. Hold up. It's over. Alright, we're gonna play out this song. Hi. I don't even know who is by. It just says that here. But I hope you guys enjoy chilling with the worst guys.
On a worst Wednesday. And you know what? To make up for it, we're gonna have to go extra long on that morning show freestyle.
I feel like that's what we're gonna do. We're gonna reserve a cipher for them. Reserve a cipher. Tomorrow morning, tune in on the breakfast show, baby. We out. CliffCentral.com.